I notice there's been no mention today of our sustainability report. I think one of the executives said after the meeting last year that after quite a degree of delay, many other companies around the world cooperating with the Carbon Disclosure Project, that we had decided to produce a sustainability report and we had decided to submit to the Carbon Disclosure Project. And I noticed that the sustainability report wasn't out the front with all the other reports. There's been no reference to the sustainability report today, and there's been no reference to our submission to the Carbon Disclosure Project. So I just asked perhaps John to give us an update on what we've done. And rather than talking in terms of carbon intensity, which is one way of measuring things, perhaps give us a few numbers on straight carbon emissions, because people do still say that we're the biggest power user in the country. I probably would have thought it would have been Rio, but give us an update on that. Are we the biggest power users in the country? And within the AWAC joint venture, exactly how much carbon are we pumping out around the world? And just take us through the experience within the Carbon Disclosure Project and the sustainability report.
One of the reasons that I thought it was important to devote about a third of my speech on climate change and sustainability, as I outlined at the start of my presentation, it is one of the most significant issues facing energy-intensive industries in the aluminium industry worldwide, and also pointed to the fact that for 20 years now, we've been making significant progress. It is important to understand, if I can just step aside and give a context to, what I think is a good question from Stephen in terms of understanding all the dimensions. The aluminium is a very important part of addressing climate change. We need to remember that, we need to be aware that transportation represents about 20% of man-made global greenhouse gas emissions. The use of aluminium and the increasing use of aluminium, and over the last 30 years, aluminium has componentry in motor vehicles has increased by 30%. Each kilogram of aluminium that replaces steel over the life of the vehicle saves in the order of about 150 to 200 kilograms of CO2 emissions. So aluminium is also part of the solution. So as we increasingly see the use of aluminium in lightweighting of transport, it has a direct impact in reducing CO2 emissions. Second point that I'll make that the chairman also alluded to is that this strong growth in aluminium, about 60% of the aluminium ever produced in the world over the last 100 years is still in use. And the primary reason for this is the benefits of recycling aluminium. And there are a number of benefits. Aluminium loses none of its properties in terms of strength, its electrical conductivity, its appearance, etc., in being remelted. There are very high levels of aluminium recycling. But the second go-round, and we talked a little about this last year, only 5% of the energy on recycling is required compared with the first part, with when it was first produced in the smelting process. In terms of providing information, since 2003, for the last 5 years, on our website, we have provided sustainability information, and Alcoa of Australia also, for much longer period, has provided complete disclosure in terms of the level of CO2 emissions from our various operations here in Australia, and since 2003 that's been provided across the world. So there's been no, if there's a suggestion that we've not provided that information, we've been required to disclose it. Alcoa of Australia was part of the, one of the founding partners of the Australian Industry Greenhouse Network. It's important that we've provided that information and it's been available. Last year in 2007, across the AWAC system, total greenhouse emissions were in the order of about 16.5 million tonnes. About a little over half of that were emissions which came from power production for the smelters, and of the remaining 8 in the refining sector, roughly half in Australia and the other half overseas. Alcoa, who operates the joint venture, have participated in the Carbon Disclosure Project worldwide since its inception, with very clear information available. We provided that as Aluma Limited as well from last year. We will again provide that again this year, and we have put our sustainability report on our website. I apologise, Stephen, if you felt we should have also had copies available here at the AGM.